This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday, right? That's old, isn't it? old. All right, let's see what's going on here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day approach to things. My overview of what I think is going on and my observations and thoughts that are connected to what is reality. There's a strange thing about reality. How often it is that reality is sort of connected to that which is not reality. That may sound like a silly statement. Let me explain. Television programs like Scandal, Designated Survivor, two that I can think of right now, but I know there's another one, and then movies that are all about taking shots at the president. And what that does to the mindset of the people who don't like the person who's in power. This is one of those unspeakable things. This is one of those things that you're not, oh, you shouldn't talk about that on the air. Give somebody an idea. Are you kidding? There may be 3 million people a week that listen to this radio program, but how many people watch Designated Survivor? How many people watch Scandal? And it hasn't been the theme of Scandal once. It's been the theme of Scandal twice. The prior president got shot, and the president-elect got shot. And there are plenty of other circumstances. You can see these movies. There were two or three movies that were done in the last 3 or 4 years. Gerald Butler was in one of them. Channing Tatum was in the other one. White House Down, that kind of stuff, where there's an attack on the White House, there's an attack on the president, and there's an attack on the presidency. In a sense, because there are these people who don't like Donald Trump. There were people that didn't like Barack Obama. I don't think that the intensity of dislike for George Bush took the same turn, although there were a lot of people who didn't like Bill Clinton. There were people who, look at what went on when Ronald Reagan was president. Somebody tried to shoot him. And look at the history of our country where assassinations have been the rule every 20 years. And then, fortunately, that all has been broken. That tie has been broken. But yet there still is this underlying, there's a current. And it's wrapped around entertainment, supposedly. How entertaining is that? How entertaining are all the things that are done on SNL, whether it's Donald Trump is president, or Bill Clinton is president, or whomever. The popular arrogance of those who are involved in entertainment, or whatever you want to call it, is part of the media. I object, as many of you know, to the news media being called the media, because the media is not the news media. The news media is part of the overall media. The media is your newspaper. Magazines. That's the definition. Media is a way to reach the general public with items of interest, whether they be in newspapers, magazines, your information source on your computer. That's media. There are all kinds of media that are grouped in together. So, anyway, that becomes sort of pedantic conversation. What I'm concerned about, and I don't know really whether there's something to be done here or just making one aware, making us all aware of how prevalent this is. I was thinking about it last night as I was watching a bit of Designated Survivor from the week before. As it's come back in, if you don't know what Designated Survivor is, it's Kiefer Sutherland's latest television program following up on his success with 24. and he plays the designated survivor. If you don't know what designated survivor means, it's a term applied to the person who would, if all hell broke loose and everybody were killed, he'd be, there are times during the year when the president speaks, for example, to Congress on the State of the Union, might be a good example, when everybody's in the White House, in the Capitol building, all the House members are there, all the Senate members are there, all the cabinets there, all the Supreme Court members are there, everybody's there except for one person that gets put aside in a room, and he or she would be the designated survivor. Most people didn't even know that term existed or it was a reality until the TV show started. The idea came from someplace. So now he's been shot, and the president-elect in scandal has been shot. And there's one other TV show, and I can't remember, Kara, maybe you can help me, or maybe you can't. I can't. There's a third one, and the theme of that third one is the same thing. So it's so explicit, it's so specific, and one wonders if, you know, a lot of these shows claim that they are ripped from the headlines. Most of the things that Dick Wolf does, now the Chicago shows, prior to that it was Law and Order stories. So is it the headlines that create those circumstances in movies and television, or is it the other way around? Can you make an argument that those things that are in the popular media, entertainment media, are responsible for the headlines? I think there is a very thin slice of reality on both sides. And is it dangerous? I guess it depends on how you look at it. We know there are a lot of weak-minded people in our country, a lot of weak-minded people in the world. When I say weak-minded, I mean they don't have a strong grasp of reality. Their reality has been shaken by some bad experience that they've had in their home, in their community. They've been mistreated, misguided, misjudged. Look at all the people who have been in the service who are harmed almost beyond help because of us sending them to war. I mean, there are all kinds of reasons to be angry about the human condition, which goes on and on and on and on and on. So I'm just putting it out there because I think it's worth our consideration. It's worth thinking about. It's worth meditating on, if you will. The things that Donald Trump does to stir up people, make them angry, the wiretap claim, the people that are being assigned roles in his cabinet, the general attitude, the anger. I've been around for quite a long time, and I can't remember having seen, there was a lot of anger aimed at, both Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan had strange sort of realities. Reagan was liked and loved by many, if not most, but there were those who, even today, love to rip him apart. And I don't remember that being the case. Maybe Nixon. Nixon, I've said on many occasions, in many ways, was quite a good president, but he was also a really, really bad guy. Gerry Ford. People took shots at him. Man, I'll tell you, there was no reason. There was a simple, sweet, good guy. Jimmy Carter the same way. But when Reagan was in, and then when Clinton was in, there was an undercurrent of disdain and dislike for the men and what they were doing. And then I didn't see or feel it again. I didn't feel it all during George Bush's years, that kind of animosity toward him, even though people thought he was stupid. And getting into the Iraq War has cost us a lot of lives and a lot of money. It wasn't really the fervor to try to get rid of him, maybe because people saw behind the scenes Dick Cheney would have been president, and that would have been a horror show. That'd be like having Cyrus Bean from Scandal as president. It's just, no. No. And so one wonders, again, because of the anger, I think it's something to think about. Do you make your choices of what you watch on television, or should there'd be more consciousness. You know, there's this freedom of speech thing. So the more we come up with stories like this, the more ideas we're putting in people's heads. Yes or no? And it's a rhetorical question, but one worth thinking about. Speaking of Trump and his picks in a moment, who he picks for the FDA is of interest, and we'll get to that in a matter of moments here. 16 past the hour on the Monday Good Day Experience.
If your child suffers in school with reading problems, you've likely searched high and low for an answer. But when nothing works, you're back to square one feeling discouraged and helpless. You know your child has potential, but for some reason, your child struggles with reading. And even though your child would never say it, he or she is depending on you to find the solution. And there is a solution. The USA Reading Clinic has developed a revolutionary system with proven technology that can make it easier than ever to correct your child's reading problem. The results are nothing short of miraculous. And once your child's reading difficulties are corrected, grades will improve and your child's confidence will soar. Call the USA Reading Clinic now at 800-559-3590. If you don't make this call today, how else can your child get on track and start succeeding? Call the USA Reading Clinic right now. Call 800-559-3590. That's 800-559-3590. 800-559-3590.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south.
Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch.
When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee.
Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
All right, let's find out who the FDA commissioner is going to be under the Trump administration.
President Donald Trump says he's picked a nominee to run the Food and Drug Administration. Dr. Scott Gottlieb is a popular choice in the pharmaceutical industry. He worked within the FDA under George W. Bush and is known and respected as a constructive critic of the agency. He's also written about the need for cheap medicine and more efficient regulatory processes. But Gottlieb's critics point to the hundreds of thousands of dollars he's received from big drug companies over the past years and argue he would focus more on profit than patients. Whoever is confirmed to run the FDA will have a major role in deciding what's allowed in the U.S. market, from medicine to cigarettes to some cosmetics. Roughly 20 cents of each dollar Americans spend every year are spent on products the FDA regulates.
Well, from my vantage point, the perch that I sit on, anything that cuts the cost of medicine and drugs is a good idea. Anybody who's for that, he may have a connection to the pharmaceutical industry, and I usually don't like that. But they've come from Monsanto, from everywhere heretofore, no difference. The only thing is this guy's being scrutinized differently. So I think this probably is an A-OK pick. 21 after the hour.
Lifetime Grade 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the
underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Is it true that Garth Brooks used to be a plumber?
I had never heard that.
As a kid, a plumber's apprentice.
Today is International Plumber's Day, by the way, if you didn't know that.
If so, everybody take your hat off to a plumber that you know.
Can I ask you this question, then?
Yes, you may, Jennifer.
Are you making up the fact that he was a plumber just because it's National Plumber's Day?
Would I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. There.
Give me a break, will you, please? Give me some credit.
I just figured I'd save myself the finger work if you just made it up. I'm not going to Google it if you're not
24
serious about it.
Past the hour. Garth Brooks has been added to the lineup at this year's South by Southwest Festival, which will start tomorrow, right? Doesn't it start tomorrow or today? It's today it starts.
Yep,
it goes
today
through next weekend in Austin. They take part in what's being called a keynote conversation. Why do we want to listen to him talk? I want to listen to him sing. What are they going to talk about? How he was a plumber before he became a singer?
Right. How he was never a plumber, ever, maybe?
You don't know that for sure.
You don't know for sure.
You don't know that. You don't know that at all.
Where are you getting your information from?
That's not important. It's, you just challenged me, and I don't think you've got anything to challenge.
No. I didn't challenge you. I said it's a potential topic that he may talk about at South by Southwest. The fact that he was never a plumber.
No, he'll talk about the fact that he was a plumber when he was a kid. Anyway, so he's sold. This is something that I find fabulous. He has sold 5 million tickets to his
incredible
tour. I love them. Oh, my God, these guys. So, anyway, he is going to award the fan who purchased that 5 millionth ticket a chance to... Well, let's see here. He's going to give a couple of new cars, a person, $10,000 shopping spree, trip to Las Vegas, and a bunch of swag from Garth Brooks.
But they still have to pay for their ticket.
Right, exactly. All right, so he says he's going to wrap up his North American tour this year and then go overseas. So how powerful is country music overseas? Does it depend? I mean, what countries seem to really dig our brand of what is called country music? Where does it
go?
Oh,
I can name one immediately. Ireland.
Ireland as well. Yeah.
But American country music is really very derivative of Irish music. And a lot of Irish immigrants brought that music, and it sort of, you know, morphed into, mixed with... black soul and blues, and it became country music. So it's not surprising that the Irish love, they love Garth Brooks, they love Jason Aldean, they love Luke Bryan. I mean, all my cousins are constantly talking about, have you ever seen this one? Have you ever seen that one? Oh, they love it. Can't get enough of it.
Well, there you go. What else? Are there any other countries come to mind, Jennifer, that are big on country music,
That I don't know, but I would imagine the bigger celebrities, probably like the Garth Brooks of the world, the Taylor Swifts, the ones that actually make it, that can have a little crossover appeal. I'm sure those are the ones that get the most attention.
All right, another musical news here. Bygones, apparently bygones, because Yes is going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame next month in Brooklyn. John Anderson, who is one of the founders, was dismissed from his second stint with the group in 2008, says that he'll be there, along with Steve Howe, Alan White, Rick Wakeman, Tony Kaye, Bill Bruford. They'll all be there to accept the trophies and perform together. Anderson says, we're all connected, it's a family. There's always animosity in groups like this. People that you love don't always like to do what you want to do, and vice versa. When you're celebrating who you truly are, though, you forget all of that stuff and get on with it. So meeting and seeing each other will be fun. No problems. We'll get together, have some fun. Music is a healing force. Isn't that true? Music really is a healing force.
So true.
But Yes hasn't really been together for quite a long time. But yeah, they did big hits like Owner of a Lonely Heart and Roundabout and that sort of thing.
I think that there's some sort of a spin-off happening of Yes, and I think they go by a different name, but it's, I think, three of the originals together.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, it's a could-be group. 28 past the hour with DJV. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body, it drops.
All right, 34 at the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schilling. That's controls in our studio in Washington. Here's more about what's happening. I was talking about television and its involvement in our realities, the whole problem of all these shootings of presidents. But here's another situational circumstance that I find quite interesting. You've heard me talk perhaps on a couple of occasions about this new show on Showtime called Billions. It's in its second season. It's a drama based on the story of attorney Preet Bharara. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. Is it Bharara? Maybe it's Bharara. He was an investigator of a big Wall Street hedge fund manager. And he was fired over the weekend by President Obama. So a lot of people don't like the fact, including the people who have scripted Billions. They have supported him. Brian Koppelman and David Levine took to Twitter over the weekend to show their support for Bharara. The one tweet here, Koppelman wrote, I've always admired Preet Bharara, who is as hilarious as he is smart. billions inspired by the events around his investigation of hedge fund manager Stephen Cohen as part of the crackdown on insider trading. If you've not seen the show, Paul Giamatti plays the U.S. attorney, Damian Lewis plays the hedge fund manager, and it's a very interesting. I've started watching it on a plane trip and have become quite interested in the themes of it. It looked to me like the people who have produced the show have written it so that Preet Bharara's character, or Giamatti's character, the name of the U.S. attorney is Charles Rhodes. He's supposedly into BDSM, or what do they call it? What is it? BDSM?
BDSM.
Yeah, that too, yeah. Anyway, and that's part of the storyline. This guy who was the attorney announced in a statement Saturday he was fired after he didn't resign. Now, what makes this more interesting is that he's one of the holdovers from the Obama administration. And it's traditional that these people step down, get out of the way, or are replaced. So why is there any... what's the big deal? Once again, one of these Trump things, he's a bad guy because he's doing what everybody else has done, but nobody ever paid attention to it before, or certainly not this kind of attention to it. So I find there's a double standard. But it's very interesting how all of these pieces are put together. All right, so on the good side of things, the Democrats are talking about how there have been, we all know, that the health care thing is very, very controversial. There have been a couple of Republican senators who said, you want to lose the House, pass this bill, because the bill is a mess. It's the same mess that was created when the people running the administration did a very haphazard job in the first round of trying to deal with the illegal immigration problem. So why do they think it's because they're human and they're in a hurry, whatever. It is easy to criticize. But I think they'll clean this bill up as well. And meanwhile, Elijah Cummings, who was a big Trump critic, he's never seen a Republican that he liked. He has recently been involved in meetings with the president and says he's quote-unquote enthusiastic about proposals to lower drug prices by having Medicare negotiate with pharmaceutical companies and by importing less costly medicines from Canada. This sort of falls in line with our conversation the last half hour about the appointment of a new fellow to run the FDA who basically wants to do the same thing. Cummings has met three times over the past week with the president about these drug prices, and he said yesterday on a Sunday morning show, quote, I can tell you the president was enthusiastic about not only the proposal that Congressman Peter Welch and I have put together with regard to Medicare being able to negotiate drug prices, but he was also enthusiastic about another proposal, and that's the importation of drugs from places like Canada and other countries. And I think I'm with him. I'm with anybody who wants to cut the prices. The drug company's been getting away with, and they'll tell you, well, it costs a lot of money for us to do what we have to do to get it through the FCC, to get it through the FDA. Okay, so then we'll change that, and it won't cost us so much money. You can cut your costs. Look at the profits of these. Now, yes, it is true that it costs a lot of money to get a drug through the process. But most of the time, we would want to have most of this is where the sort of balance comes in. Because you don't want to be taking drugs that aren't thoroughly tested and trusted and approved, right? You want to know what you're getting into. Generic drugs, probably more here. Take the drugs that have been approved. I think there's a 10-year window on drugs. Once they are approved, they are the proprietary product of whatever company paid to get them approved. And then after that, they've been 10 years after, I think they're approving and get generic versions of them. I guess that we are looking for a change here, and it's a necessary change, and it's a good change, and we ought to perhaps applaud it, right? There's plenty of critics around, so let's see if some of the things that get done are appropriate. I thought it was interesting. Arnold Schwarzenegger said yesterday on his Facebook page that he is not running for the U.S. Senate. He says he's flattered by all the people who have approached him to run for the Senate, and a lot of people thought he was going to. It really, it's been a rumor here in California for a number of weeks that Schwarzenegger would like to be, or somebody started it, floated it, to see if he would have support to run for the Senate. God knows they could use somebody. I don't think there's been a Republican in the Senate from California for decades. He's still very popular, even though a lot of people criticized what he did or what his legacy was when it came to the governorship. I actually thought he did a fairly good job under the circumstances that he had to work. So anyway, he's not coming back to Celebrity Apprentice. That's been a lot of focus on that because he says, I don't want to be involved in any show that Donald Trump is connected to because he doesn't like Donald Trump. So how about that for putting a nail in that coffin? Speaking of that sort of thing, there's been a lot of hoopla over the weekend about the situation in the Netherlands or the Turkish president intensifying his dispute with a number of European nations yesterday, claiming that Nazism is alive in the West after two of his ministers were prevented from campaigning in the Netherlands, promising that the Dutch would pay the price for their unusual action. The disagreement is tied to an upcoming constitutional referendum in Turkey, eliminating the country's prime minister and concentrating power in the presidency. So, as a member of the European Union, they got to... remember, Turkey is on the northern side of the line. Greece and Turkey, all those areas down there, even though they're almost Middle Eastern, they are in the European Union. There are 5.5 million Turks that live abroad. Most can vote on the referendum. And so that's why they had ministers going to the Netherlands and Germany and Austria to do a little politicking. But the leaders of some of these countries say they're worried a Turkish campaign rally would result in compromised public order and security and worsen the tense process of immigration integration into European countries because the Turks are more or less responsible. Okay, so let's back up a little bit here just for a moment for informational purposes so that you understand that all the hoopla that's been created in Syria by Daesh and our involvement in other things, the West's involvement in the Middle East over the years, has created this problem in which there are hundreds of thousands of refugees from Syria. They're crossing the border to Turkey, right where Jordan and Turkey meet. And it's not far from the Israeli border either. And then they are going through Turkey into Greece, and then they're fanning out across Europe all over the place. And there have been hundreds of thousands of them that have disrupted lives for a lot of people in Germany and France and England especially and other countries as well. And the Europeans don't like it, and I don't blame them. So anyway, the idea behind all of this is that the number of Turks that are living in various places in other... Yeah, because it's easy for a European Union member to move just around in Europe. And so there are a whole bunch of Turks that are living in France and in Germany and in the Netherlands. So this is their attempt to... These people running for office are trying to get them to vote for them and in the process complaining about how the Europeans are messing up the settlement of these Syrians are making it more difficult for them to get out of Turkey. It's a whole mess. It's a can and a half of worms. But anyway, I thought it was kind of interesting. Pretty unusual under the circumstances. Can you imagine somebody from Mexico coming to America to campaign?
Well, yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing. And when tensions there are already high and they're already having problems with assimilation,
yeah,
kind of like we have problems with that here. Yeah, if someone from Mexico was coming and had a huge campaign to try and, you know, get all Mexicans to vote for a certain someone, mm-hmm, I don't think people here would be happy about
that
either.
Too happy about it. No, probably not. All right, speaking of not happy, energy problems in Australia, but can they be fixed up next year on Good Day?
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the
Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen. Most of you know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating. Super beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I've ever seen. Why is that? Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates that convert to nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates, specifically helps support healthy blood flow and circulation. Super beets works three times faster to give you the results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and the stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular or black cherry flavor, plus a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping as well, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
People in Australia are having a problem getting energy and electricity because of the distance, in part, between the power companies. This is a vast, almost open desert. Elon Musk says he can fix that.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk has promised to fix a problem you might not know exists. The tech industry bigwig claims he can fix South Australia's blackout issue. Australia has a gas supply shortage. That's a problem for nationwide power, and South Australia is feeling the brunt of it. The state is pretty dependent on renewable energy, but there's not enough power to meet the demand. In September, a series of storms caused a statewide blackout. And during a heat wave in February, Australia's energy operator intentionally cut power for tens of thousands of people over an energy shortage. So, Tesla has a plan. It will install 100 to 300 megawatt hours of battery storage in the next 100 days. If the company doesn't meet that deadline, it's free. Musk says the 100-day clock starts once a contract is signed. The battery cells will come from Tesla's new Gigafactory in Nevada.
10 before the hour here on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Tech Talk time, isn't it? 53 past the hour. So we got to get into some Airbnb news. I'm actually thinking about trying Airbnb. We'll talk about that and how you can use it, plus ads on Instagram in the focus here. I got a couple of different Instagram stories that we can dig around in our earnest attempt to make you aware of practical things as they apply to technology. Brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter.com. Speaking of practical, man, this is the most practical approach you can possibly imagine to finding good candidates for the job that you have at your company. Posting your job in one place. And if you normally do that, there are like how many hundreds of different job sites. So how much work is it, Jennifer, you've probably done this before, to post a job for somebody who might do clerical work, for example, or someone who would be specializing in production work, because they do both. There's general categories and specific categories, and you can find whoever you need by using ZipRecruiter.com in a way that is fabulous and unheard of, especially when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You'll find that we've made a deal so that you can use it free to try it out. How about that for excitement? ZipRecruiter is easy to use. The interface is, somebody like me, I can use this thing.
What? Someone like you.
Excuse me. Yes, yes, even me. Even I can do this. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to find the best candidates in any city, any industry, any place, anywhere, anytime. This is something that's rated number one by Fortune 100 companies. Whether you're a big company or a small company, use ZipRecruiter.com and do it free by calling up
ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so we have Airbnb, Victoria, breaking into the music scene. I don't quite understand how this works, because I thought that they were renting out rooms, but now they're renting out movies?
Well, they rent out houses and apartments and all types of different properties, and they were recently valued at $30 billion. I mean, that's how big Airbnb is. Uh-huh. And one of the early investors, you know, we always like to talk about celebrities and what they're up to. One of the early investors was Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah,
so everything he seems to invest in turns to gold, so he's doing well. But yeah, so what they've done is they've broken into a new area called bespoke programming, and they have a new thing called musical experiences. So you can stay in a city, and they have a corresponding music experience while you're staying at your Airbnb rental. For example, they are now launched in 13 different cities: London, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Barcelona, Cape Town, Detroit, Miami, Paris, a lot of big major cities. And so what they do, they have curated these experiences for you. They have 100 specially tailored music-related things right now. It's live shows. It's different meet and greets with local artists. In Detroit, they have Motor City Rocks is the name of that experience. It's a two-day-long insider's guide to Detroit's music scene.
So what you can do is, if I'm reading between the lines here, is you book a room or a little apartment or something from Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. Or a house,
and then they give you the option. Right. Then there's something. This is what's going on in the city. Book your tickets through us to see that stuff.
That's it's an add-on experience.
Very smart. Very smart.
It's very smart.
It's another one of those software deals, the same as Uber and Lyft. There's no, they don't own anything. It's a software program, and look at how much money it's worth.
It is incredible, though. They've really turned Airbnb into a real business. They're now meeting with owners. Mm-hmm. There are seminars of property owners who are turning their houses
into a business.
I'm going to
try it next time. This place that I have rented, I'm out of in April, and the next time I come in May, I told Megan, let's use Airbnb. Let me try an Airbnb, because we're not in a position to buy another place out here at the moment. So give it a shot. That'd make it interesting.
You can bounce around. I mean, it'll be short term, but, you know,
stay
in fabulous
three, 4 days
places.
At a time.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep. Okay, want to get rid of ads from your Instagram feed? Who doesn't want to do that? Let's find out how simple it is to do, Victoria.
Well, it is actually very simple, and there are more and more ads popping up on everyone's Instagram feed. No one really likes it. They don't call them ads. They call them sponsored content. And so all you need to do is click on the three little dots, and when you, next to an ad, click on those three little dots and then report it as inappropriate, and all the ads will go away. This is a quick hack right for right now. A lot of people are starting to catch on to it. Eventually, Instagram will change that. But for now, if you want to get rid of all the ads, all you do is flag it as inappropriate, and they all disappear at once.
It's kind of a sneaky trick.
It is.
I mean, speaking of sneaky little guys, yeah, I don't want to watch that. Don't do that when you're listening to this program, though, and that's not allowed. 59 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.